The case of Henry and Naomi, I think, is illustrative of what happens for most low-income Kenyans. I think there are three things that could help Naomi and Henry improve on their financial conditions. Firstly, certainly competition can help, given that Kenya has a diverse range of financial sector players, including those who offer credit, both formal and informal. But that competition needs to be competition that drives down the cost of credit, so that whilst more players are coming into the system, this ultimately leaves the consumer better off in terms of reducing their cost of borrowing. Secondly, I think transparency can help, especially for low-income consumers. And that transparency needs to have two features to it. One, it's got to be more transparency, so just in terms of the information that is made available to borrowers like Henry and Naomi. And then secondly, better transparency, so information that is made available at the point where it's most useful when they're signing up for these loans that they're getting, but also in a form and a language that they are also easily able to understand. I think the last thing, which is a mixed outcome, obviously Kenya now has a new legal regime for controlling bank interest rates. I think the jury is still out on how this new legal regime is going to affect low-income borrowers like Henry and Naomi, but I think that's something that would be too soon to call, so I think there the jury is still out. Thank you.